Tennessee lawmakers are pleading for leniency after federal officials threatened to yank $60 million in road funding. The offense is a DUI bill that was signed into law earlier this year. The legislation was intended to increase penalties for DUI offenders between 18 and 20 years old. Previously, they were treated like juveniles, with no mandatory jail time, and multiple DUIs didn't mean stiffer punishment. However, they could get a DUI with far less alcohol in their system, 0.02, which compares to a limit of 0.08 blood alcohol content for adults. Representative William Lamberth of Sumner County wanted to punish this age group like adults, but he figured the blood alcohol limit should be the same. He didn't realize that runs afoul of a federal policy, and so the nation's highway agency has threatened to withhold millions of dollars in road funding.
I personally wish that, you know, this had been made known to us prior to the bill actually becoming law, prior to the end of the session, but that's the situation we're in.
Lamberth says he hopes federal officials will grant the state a waiver until the legislature reconvenes in January. At that point, he says he'll do whatever it takes to change the policy and meet federal guidelines. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.